Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we're talking about dogs these days because we have our new dog book. It's called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog. And it's about all that magic that we experience as dog family members. How do dogs do it anyway? They manage to act as our therapists. They brighten even our worst days. They can be hilarious. And sometimes they're even superheroes. And they make great companions, helping us to achieve our goals. So I love this first story I'm going to share with you today. Elizabeth Atwater tells us what happened when her husband found an abandoned newborn kitten and brought it home to their golden retriever who had just had puppies. That golden retriever was a little surprised when the kitten tried to push her way through the much larger part husky puppies to get some milk too. But the mother dog and the puppies all allowed it. The kitten ended up living with those puppies, feeding with them, and playing with them. When things got too rough, the mother dog would run over to inspect her smallest baby, the kitten, to make sure she was okay. That kitten grew up with those puppies and then remained by the mother dog's side as the puppies found new homes. In fact, Elizabeth started calling the kitten Rover and gave up the idea of finding her a new home. To this day, the mother dog and the cat are inseparable. And Rover the cat still thinks that she's a dog. Another one of my favorite stories in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog, is about an amazingly intuitive dog named Kiko. Kathy Lear tells us that she and her family were at her brother's farm for Christmas. They brought along their 10-year-old Shih Tzu named Kiko, who they'd adopted 6 years earlier. Kiko was a good traveler and got along fine with the dog they were visiting. Kiko must have watched their Christmas Eve celebration with great interest, figuring out what was going on as the family exchanged gifts. But I'm still amazed by what that dog did. When the family stood up from the dining table after a long, relaxed feast, they all found neat little piles of kibble under the table where their feet had been. Kiko had made trip after trip from his bowl, carrying those little bits of kibble and making neat little piles at everyone's feet. He'd even made a little pile of kibble for the other dog. Kathy says, gentle and affectionate Kiko had shared the most special thing he had, the only thing he had, the food in his dish. Our little rescue dog was saying thank you. We were awestruck by this rare display of generosity. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog. You can find all our books, including this one, on Amazon for sure, and also a large selection of our new and older titles at Barnes & Noble. Newer books, including Me and My Dog, are also at Walmart, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Myers, and other big box retailers. Now, do you have your own story to share with our readers? We're always looking for new people to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul writing family. And we're already looking for dog stories for our next collection about dogs, plus stories about a variety of other topics. Just go to chickensoup.com, click on the books pull-down menu, click on submit your story, and we'll show you all the topics we're working on and we'll guide you through the process of submitting your story. And then maybe you will become one of our published authors. And please come back for our next episode. You know how humans have therapy cats and therapy dogs. But why shouldn't other animals have their own therapy animals? I'll be sharing two stories with you about when a dog has a therapy cat.